Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoover moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The ball gets by Desodles. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Hoover. He's safe. Wakefield moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Wakefield scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Parsons settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Parsons. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hockett moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Boudreau scores. Heath moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons takes first base on ball 4. Wood moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to second for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Trout moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield takes first base on ball 4. Trout moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hockett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Harris reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoover. Boudreaux scores. Heath moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Trout reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trout moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Bagby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rocco hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Heath moves to third. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Rosar pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Rosar now catching. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoover strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierra pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy pinch runs for Pat Sierra. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Hockett reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Namek now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Namek covering, for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Harris is hit by the pitch. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a line drive towards the mound. Trucks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoover hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack strikes out. One out. Mike Namek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Namek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hockett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Wakefield reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Higgins bunts towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higgins for the out. Wakefield moves to third. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-5 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Keltner is walked intentionally. Heath moves to second. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.